We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, What Causes Spiritual Death? Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Revelation chapter 3 verse 1 to 3. To the angel of the church in Sardis write the following. This is the solemn pronouncement of the one who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds, that you have a reputation that you are alive, but in reality, you are dead. Wake up then and strengthen what remains that was about to die, because I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. I have come across certain teachings that insist that it is impossible for a person who once believed in the Lord to ever lose his eternal life. That is salvation, relationship with God, and destiny in heaven were eternally sealed because of the faith he once expressed in coming out for an altar call. This doctrine is true for the believer who continues to live under the authority of Christ and his word, but it is not true for those who continue in the flesh. In today's Bible text, we see the Lord warning the church in Sardis because many of them were now spiritually dead. The Lord also mentioned those who were about to die in Revelation chapter 3 verse 2. This clearly proves that it is possible for people who once believed unto eternal life to die spiritually. Also read 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 20 to 21. What can make a Christian die spiritually? Romans chapter 8 verse 13 says, For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. A person who lives according to the flesh does not care about pleasing God. He only cares about pleasing himself. A person who lives by the Spirit lives to please God and walks above the weaknesses of his flesh through the power of the Holy Spirit. Go into today remembering that God wants you to succeed in this race more than you want to succeed. Repent and forsake every work of the flesh and take advantage of the grace of God to walk in perpetual victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 28. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next, Proverbs chapter 28.
The wicked flee, though no one pursues. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. When a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a ruler with discernment and knowledge maintains order. A ruler who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain that leaves no crops. Those who forsake instruction praise the wicked, but those who heed it resist them. Evildoers do not understand what is right, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. Better the poor whose walk is blameless than the rich whose ways are perverse. Those who heed instruction are discerning children, but companions of gluttons disgrace their parents. Whoever increases wealth by taking interest or profit from the poor amasses it for another, who will be kind to the poor. If anyone turns a deaf ear to my instruction, even their prayers are detestable. Those who lead the upright along an evil path will fall into their own trap, but the blameless will receive a good inheritance. The rich are wise in their own eyes. One who is poor and discerning sees how deluded they are. When the righteous triumph, there is great elation. But when the wicked rise to power, people go into hiding. Those who conceal their sins do not prosper, but those who confess and renounce them find mercy. Blessed are those who always tremble before God, but those who harden their hearts fall into trouble. Like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked ruler over a helpless people. A tyrannical ruler practices extortion, but one who hates ill-gotten gain will enjoy a long reign. Anyone tormented by the guilt of murder will seek refuge in the grave. Let no one hold them back. Those whose walk is blameless are kept safe, but those whose ways are perverse will fall into the pit. Those who work their land will have abundant food, but those who chase fantasies will have their fill of poverty. A faithful person will be richly blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, yet a person will do wrong for a piece of bread. The stingy are eager to get rich and are unaware that poverty awaits them. Whoever rebukes a person will in the end gain favor rather than one who has a flattering tongue. Whoever robs their father or mother and says, "It's not wrong," is partner to one who destroys. The greedy stir up dissension, but those who trust in the Lord will prosper. Those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. Those who give to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to them receive many curses. When the wicked rise to power, people go into hiding, but when the wicked perish, the righteous thrive.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.